What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to activate your potential and express your greatest talents and gifts and leap into your biggest dreams. And each week, we will have some of the most gifted experts and coaches and speakers and authors to help you begin that journey to a life that's filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. They're going to give you tools and techniques and show you how to take that first step to live the life of your dreams. And today, you are in for a treat, at least I hope. What I had booked is two amazing, amazing people. And the first special guest is Dr. John DeMartini, who's going to talk about awakening your prosperity consciousness and creating wealth. And our other special guest is the award-winning author and filmmaker Brian Benson, who is going to inspire you with finding balance and inspiration to tap into the real you. So lots of good stuff worth listening. So stay tuned. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live each Thursday on 12 p.m. Pacific and 2 Central and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. But before we start, I want to make sure you get the 21-day free training I'm offering now for free. This was the core of my best-selling coaching program. It's free now. It's the 21-day training, the roadmap to your dreams. You can get that at yoursoulguidance.com, www.yoursoulguidance.com. Well, as I thought you were in for a retreat, you are still in for a retreat, but our producer was trying to get hold of Dr. John DeMartini, and so far, unfortunately, he isn't here yet, so I can't introduce you to him, but for sure, we will have Brian Benson here to talk with us about finding balance, inspiration, and tapping into the real you. But Brian Benson will be with us in a little while. So, you know, what about your soul guidance? That's what I am all about. So in this moment, let's just tune into our soul guidance and see, you know, let's talk a little bit about that. I'm so inspired to help people find their soul guidance. You know, why is that? That is because your soul, that gut feeling, that inner voice, the authentic you, which we all have, leads you always to your best destinies. And sometimes you have to step off the well-worn road to follow that dream you have deep in your heart. And in my life, when I look back, I can see that there have been a lot of times that I had these really special moments where I kind of got so much trust that if we follow that guidance, that there is no other road. And, you know, you can all hear that I am Dutch, and I came here 10 years ago with my family of seven. And one morning I woke up and I had just birthed my 5 children in 8.5 years' time. And we had a really, really wonderful life, actually. My coaching and healing business was going really well, and my husband had, you know, a wonderful business. So there was absolutely, absolutely no reason to move anywhere else than stay put where we are. You know, it's finally, like you say, you have your ducks in a row. One morning, I had the flu, and I was reading this book, The Horse Whisperer. And as I was reading that book, and I'm laying in my bed in Holland, you know, in my small bedroom in our small yard, everything is like 10 times smaller than here in America, and I hear this voice inside of me saying, Saskia, you have to move. And I know, I recognize this voice of my soul, so I know it's a real voice, and I'm like, what? And I was guided, because I was reading this book from The Horse Whisperer, where it describes these beautiful big landscapes in, I think it's Montana, and I could really, really picture, as I was reading that book in bed, I was so there, and it was like I could almost feel the energy of the Indians that walked the earth in Montana. And I was like, okay, you know, I get it. We have to move. And I stepped out of bed and I hear my soul say, you have to move to America. And I never forget this moment. I'm standing in front of my window and I'm looking outside and I see this yard. It's like a post stamp. And it was like, my soul took flight. It was like, yes, you have to move. I went back to bed and I called my husband, who was at work, and I said, Siep, we have to move. And of course, you know, things like that are kind of like coming out of the unexpected. And he was like, oh, I thought you wanted to move with the family to Bali. That was actually an idea I had previously. So he thought, you know what, this America ideal will just blow away with the wind. Well, long story short, it didn't. Of course, it didn't blow away with the wind. I was so cold, so deeply in my soul, like, you know, this is what we had to do. And the next thing we did was sit down together and say, well, what if? What if we would really follow this guidance? Where would we go in America? And every Sunday, this is what we did with our family, with our family of 7. We would, it was really fun. We went to these little cafes in Amsterdam, and then we would sit there and have our coffee and apple pie. And that day, when we went to Amsterdam and said, where would we actually go? We opened the map, and my brain and my personality, my Saskia, said, okay, I want to go to California. But I heard a deeper voice, the guidance of my soul, that said, you've got to go east. And I said, I think we got to go east. Well, to make a long story short, as you follow that guidance, the universe lines up. We decided, okay, we will go east, but first, before we kind of move there, we will explore it. Let's go on a vacation. I tell you, a week later, we get an invitation from a friend who writes us, do you want to have a vacation in our barn in Long Island? Well, yes. You see, that's how the universe lines up. And, you know, we went, and after 10 years, I see my producer is just tuning in to me and saying that Brian is on the line, so we'll bring him on. But to finish the story for you is that we follow that guidance no matter, you know, what my mind said, no matter what everybody else said, because the whole wide world told us that to move to America with 5 children who did not speak the language, who we had no money, we had no jobs, we had no contacts, and I tell you, 9 months later, after that idea, we sold our house in Holland, and absolutely, with one suitcase, we went, and we came to America, and, you know, Maybe if you're interested in this, this was not the intentional story, but I wrote a book about this move and about all the other moves where I did follow the guidance of my soul. It's called A Suitcase Full of Faith. It became a bestseller, and you can find that on www.suitcasefulloffaith. And I'm going to tell you more in the next shows, more stories about how I followed the guidance of my soul. But I'm excited because I see Brian is here. I don't want him waiting longer. So, yes, let's bring Brian on. Is Brian here now?
Hello there.
Oh, hello? Brian, I'm so happy. Are you, you know, had you to leave stuff and come on earlier? Or are you okay?
No, this is fine. Yeah, I just got home and I saw that you needed me to switch out, and so that was fine.
Perfect, you know. That's how life is, right? So unexpected. You never know.
Yes.
So, I'm excited, Brian, you're here, and I know that there is so much inspiration you can offer, and I want to tell, I talked to the people and I already explained a little earlier, a little bit about you, but I just want to tell people what you're talking about, what our topic is going to be, because we're almost heading into the break.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can tell a little bit yourself. If you can do that in like 1.5 minutes, that's perfect. Tell us what are you going to talk about?
Well, you know, we could talk about a lot of things. I kind of feel like I've learned how to listen to and follow my heart. And you know, I was just listening to you talk about your story, and I've had many experiences in my life where I just trusted my intuition and followed it, and it led me to really amazing discoveries, self-growth, and ultimately kind of getting me on my true path. And it's, you know, it's really the only way to go, and I realize, you know, that there's things that can hold us back along the way, but if we can really just tap into that intuition and heart centered guidance, it really is the key to living a fulfilled life. And you know, my first book, Brian's List, which is about balance, is really kind of one of the first steps into tapping into that, because we need to be in balance before we can really allow ourselves to get settled and quiet and allow ourselves to listen to what is coming through.
I love that book, because I've interviewed before with you on Blog Talk Radio, and people loved it, and I love that book as well, and there's so much in there, and it's so true.
Thank you.
But Brian, we're almost heading to a break. You are all listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have Brian Benson here, who is going to talk about balance, inspiration, and tapping into the real you. So stay tuned with us. And when we come back, we have lots of good stuff to listen to. And stay tuned.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisai, the healthy chocolate. Shisai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and I want to welcome the award-winning author and filmmaker, Brian Benson. And we're going to talk about inspiration, balance, and activating your true greatness. Brian has become a living example for others in how to listen to their hearts and step outside of their comfort zone so we can all activate and cultivate our own inner greatness. Well, you're going to be in for such a treat, and you'll be amazed what this man does in his life. Brian Benson is a multiple award-winning author, filmmaker, speaker, actor, musician, entrepreneur, workshop facilitator, and finisher over, listen to this, 50 triathlons, including 4 Ironman distance races, cross-country bicyclist. He's an inspirational poet and committed an advocate of helping others to be the best they can be. And Brian currently finished a movie project that he wrote, produced, and acted called The Guitar Man. And I really want to hear all about that, Brian, in a little moment. And that was filmed in Reno, Nevada. And Brian wrote the movie with the idea of sharing that we all have a lot in common. And this movie is so amazing that, you know, in a moment he'll talk more about it, but it's so well received, and it has been accepted to 6 movie festivals and won also an honorable mention prize in the 2011 Los Angeles Movie Awards. Having books, Brian Benson is now completing the 6th self-improvement title, Brian Can Do It. If Brian can do it, I can do it. And his first book, Brian's List, 20 and 6 and a half, easy to use the ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, and healthy life, that was the winner of the 2009 Next Generation Indie Book. Well, there is so much more to say about Brian, but I want to bring him on. We have no time to lose. Brian, how do you stay balanced accomplishing all of this? And tell us about that first.
Well, thank you very much for the kind introduction. You know, how do I stay in balance? It's a work in progress for me. It's kind of funny. The book that you had mentioned, Brian's List, which is about balance, came kind of through me at a time when I was very out of balance. And so I suppose it was initially to help myself. And I found out that, you know, basically I was in a job that I was burnt out and I was no longer fulfilled at. And I'm a pretty driven person, and so I wanted to do a couple things. First of all, I wanted to figure out why I was out of balance. It was because, you know, I was in a job that I needed to think about leaving. And the second thing I decided to do was I thought, why not come up with a handful of things that I knew kept me in balance and centered? So I put my little self-awareness cap on, and I wrote down a handful of things. And I stuck that list into my pocket, and every day thereafter that I began to feel out of balance, I would pull the list out and I would read it, and it really, really helped me. And it helped so much, in fact, that I thought, hey, why not expand the list and make it into a book to help others in the same way that it helped me? So that's, you know, we all fall in and out of balance, and I'm always, you know, trying to stay on top of it. There's a handful of things that I know that I need to do, which helps me initially, and, you know, one's drink enough water, two, get enough sleep, make sure that I'm getting some exercise every day, you know, some movement. I need to allow myself some alone time to regenerate and re-energize. And also, the fifth thing on my original list was to make sure that I spend a little bit of time each day being creative. And that could be writing, playing my guitar, you name it. But those five things really make a big difference. And, you know, I could add on to that, you know, food is a big, big thing for me too, depending on what I put into my body. It makes a difference in how I stay balanced. But, yeah.
Well, I have to ask you this. What about that 26 and a half thing? Was that like a half best thing to do?
Well, basically, I had 25, and I came up with another one that I really felt I wanted to include. And so that made it 26. And a lot of my friends were saying, well, it needs to be an even number, you know, 25, 30, 20, what have you. And I go, well, I'm going to make it really weird to try to make it memorable. And so the half is basically another 10, 15 things that people can do to stay in balance that I just did not write in depth on and, you know, make a chapter out of. And they're all pretty self-explanatory, but that's the half.
I love that. I have that book. I can recommend that to everyone. But I want to talk a little bit about your movie, The Guitar Man. How did that come about, and can you tell us about it?
Of course. You know, the last couple of years have been really exciting for me, not only with kind of what has been coming out creatively, but I've been having to do a lot of self-growth work myself. I'm a little bit introverted and a bit shy, and so I initially started taking some acting classes just to make myself a more confident speaker, and that was last year. And I'm always one to kind of try to step out of my comfort zone, too. That enables me to really grow and become more confident. And so I've been kind of a closet guitar player. I'd only never really done anything in front of people before. I did one song last year in an open mic, and it was terrifying. It went fine, but it was terrifying. But I thought it would be interesting and scary to go down and play for money on the streets of Reno. And I thought about that last fall. And I never made it happen because I kind of got busy, but I still held on to that idea. And about 7 months ago, I had a little dream come through me, kind of in that state between being awake and asleep, which gave me all these ideas to make my idea into a little movie short. And so I wrote them down. And I had met a young filmmaker while I was doing some work as an extra on a movie that was being filmed here, and I called him up, and he said, let's do it. So about a week later, we went downtown over the course of about a week and filmed Guitar Man, and it really was just an amazing experience in so many ways, and it's really been rewarding seeing what's been happening with it, you know, as far as being accepted to film festivals and, you know, kind of winning that little prize. And, you know, acting wasn't even on my radar 7 months ago. And, you know, since then I've been in a few commercials and done a few other things. And it's really been a fun part of my life.
And what is this movie about, Brian?
Yes. I play kind of a semi-homeless person who plays guitar for money on the streets. And just while we were down there doing some shots and filming, we met some incredible people who were kind of living on the streets. And we talked to them, and they shared some of their stories with us and gave us permission to use them in the film. And so I really wanted to, there's a lot of really good messages in there. One of them is, you know, just that we all have stories. We all have I think it's really easy for us when we go down to a big city or we see some homeless people or people on the street, you know, with a sign up asking for money, that we all just kind of lump them into the same category and don't really almost, we make them human, but we don't, because we don't really know, you know, their backstory. So in the movie, it was short, it's only 8.5 minutes, I tell a few, we learn about the backstory of a few of these people that we met, and just kind of, you know, bring the humanity back into them. And I also, really, my main message, you know, kind of with all the stuff that I'm doing, is that we all have a lot of gifts, and I don't think enough people are sharing and tapping into their gifts, and it's so important for all of us to witness that. And so I really wanted to get the message in there that we do have gifts, and that it's necessary for us all to share them. And so there's, you know, there's two or three really good messages in there.
Wow, I've seen it. It's fantastic. And you know, you got, you know, all these awards for it as well. So certainly everybody loves it. But how can people connect with you, Brian? I want to make sure people know how to go and to get in touch with you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you can watch the movie short and get in touch with me and learn about the other things on my website. And I go by my middle name, Brian. My first name starts with a G, so the website is gbrianbenson.com.
Okay.
gbrianbenson.com.
Brian, gbrianbenson.com, that's you, but the website is? Say that again.
It's the letter G, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, and then Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N.com.
Well, we're almost heading to a break, and for anyone who wants to know more about soul coaching or my speaking engagements or my best-selling book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, you can find that on www.yoursoulguidance.com. You can also get, and you could perfectly do that in a break, get that free gift, absolutely free, the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. Go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. Stay tuned. Our special guest, Brian Benson, will talk more about tapping into your real gifts after the break. Stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, dear listeners. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today, we are talking with our special guest, award-winning author and filmmaker Brian Benson, and we were just having our conversation about tapping into your gifts and how important that is. So, Brian, would you talk about that a little more? How can we tap in our gifts?
Well, I think, like I mentioned a little bit ago, a lot of it starts with balance, and when we're in balance, we're not living reactively, we're living proactively, and we can make choices because we want to, not because we have to. And when we're in that state, then we're able to, you know, be our true selves and flow, and, you know, our intuition becomes clearer and louder. Everybody hears about meditation, and there's a lot of different ways to meditate. You know, it could just be by going for a walk. You could actually sit down and meditate the old-fashioned way, the traditional way. I remember when I was training for my races and triathlons many years ago, I would go on long bike rides and long runs, and it was really kind of before I started consciously meditating, but they were in essence really kind of just a form of meditation for me. I would have ideas come through. And so, you know, it's really important to find that balance. And once we're able to do that, then we can really start to kind of listen to what's coming through, honoring kind of our true self, I believe.
You know, I absolutely love that take on it, that we have to find balance, and then it's a lot easier to tap into your gifts.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. But Brian, I know you also made a series of videos called Be Yourself to Free Yourself. I have no idea what that's about. So can you tell us about this? I didn't know this.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Of course. Well, they're on my website. There's an extras tab. You just click on that and it'll say inspirational videos. Basically, the filmmaker that filmed Guitar Man, we really work well together, and I'm all about, you know, putting out good messages and stuff, and I had this idea about coming up with maybe 12 different questions, and we have interviewed just real people two or three different times and built up, basically I would ask them these questions, and we made a video for each question, editing in their answers. And you know, for instance, we have two of them that have been released. We're going to release another one here this week. We're pretty much releasing them every 2 weeks. But what we've released so far is the question, what makes you special and unique? And another one is, what inspires you? And so it's really fascinating to hear, you know, 15, 20 different people answer that question. Because I think it really, what I wanted them to do was kind of get the viewers thinking how they would answer the question themselves. And I've linked up with a really amazing pianist, musician from the UK named Brad Dean, who is doing the music for us. And so I'm really happy with how they've turned out, you know, and they can be seen, like I say, on the website. And they're also out there on YouTube and Vimeo, I believe. But it's called the Be Yourself to Free Yourself series, like you mentioned. And it's been a lot of fun.
You know, I have to correct myself because I have seen this and I absolutely loved it and I like so much. You see all these different flashes from complete different people. Yeah. And it makes you think. It absolutely makes you think. Like, you know, I really got that warm feeling in my belly kind of watching this. You know, everybody's expressed it so authentically. So in case anyone is behind their computers, Brian, please mention your website one more time.
Yeah, it's GBrianBenson.com. GBrianBenson.com. Mm.
GBrianBenson.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go on, because I'm just mentioning your website one more time.
No, yeah, GBrianBenson.com. I just said mission accomplished. I mean, as far as what you had mentioned, how it made you feel when you watched it, that's what we were shooting for.
Yeah. And, you know, why is it that not everybody knows that they're special? Or they have a special gift?
Do we have an hour? You know, there's all kinds of reasons why. I think, you know, the way that we were raised and the product kind of in our environments, society, you know, we get all kinds of advertising that maybe makes us question what we're doing, who we are, how we look. You know, the people we hang out with, our peers, you know, there's just so many reasons why people just forget or don't realize what they're capable of, and it's sad. I really want. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. No, and honestly, I'm just, you know, just myself thinking, you know, like what would be the first step? And as I'm thinking that, I thought, you know what? Actually, a really first good step, you know, to get in touch with that is to be inspired to see others. So your video series, Be Yourself to Free Yourself, that is really a good inspiring step for people, you know, to hear people speak and think.
Yeah. And, you know, everything's speeding up and we're wanting little bits and this and that. And so I figured, you know, these videos are only 2.5 minutes each. And so they're nice little bursts of inspiration, but yet they get us thinking and hopefully raise your energy level a little bit and help you get through your day better and maybe make some new choices.
Mm. Brian, I mean, you're so, you know, multi-talented. You have so many things. And one of the things with all these active things you've been doing, you have such a beautiful other side. I mean, everything you do, I mean, it seems to come from, you know, that creative brain that's tapping into the real human potential. But there is another part that, you know, I once read one of your poems and I thought, you know, how wonderful would it be if you could inspire all our listeners by reading one of your poems? But would you be willing to do that?
Well, I thank you for asking. I'd be happy to. Let's see. How about, I have one called Treasure Map that I wrote not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. It's a short one. In search of treasure, we look for a map, a guide to riches fulfilled, an outline to lead us, a smooth road to travel, a sketch for happiness to yield. We search high to the heavens and low to the earth for reasons to quiet our mind. We look near to friends and far to religion for explanations and answers to find. Our path can be difficult and filled with much pain as we seek away from our heart, a route void of aim, light, or guidance, and back to the beginning we start. So we gather our strength and give try again and begin to roll with the tide. The treasure we seek isn't high, low, near, or far, but in us resting gently inside.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's beautiful, Ryan.
Thank you.
That's absolutely beautiful. How do we get those poems?
Well, I have them there on my website. I have some of them up there for free. I mean, I like to give, and you know, I have lessons. We're all working on things, and part of my things is probably learning how to receive a little bit. But they're up there. They're on the extras tab under a tab that says motivational stories and poems. I have a few of them up there.
Oh, please go ahead and mention again your website. I know people can't hear that enough because, you know, normally when I hear it, I forget. So would you mind to mention your website one more time?
It's www.gbrianbenson.com.
Mm. It's such a gift, those poems. But Brian, how do you get into that inspiration? Do you do a ritual, or what is your, you know, for the? I have actually two questions now in one. But what does your perfect day look like, and what is your ritual?
I can't force stuff. I try to just do the things that I know I need to do to stay in balance. And, you know, keep moving, go for walks, get some exercise at the gym, you know, meditate, eat well. And stuff just kind of comes in when I least expect it. And, you know, when I try to force things, it doesn't usually work out well. It just makes me tired and a little bit frustrated. You know, I learned a big lesson about a year ago. The one book that I have yet to release, If Brian Can Do It, I Can Do It, I had an agent for, and the person that brought me onto this agency ended up leaving, and I got reassigned, and there was not really an energetic connection between myself and the other person, and they ended up letting me go. And, you know, it was kind of disappointing at first, but I realized I wasn't ready for it to be released. And I also learned the lesson, you know, that to try to let go of expectations, you know, because when we do, they just, you know, if something doesn't work out exactly the way we hope it to, it really leads us to, you know, being disappointed and maybe setting us off track for a little bit. So with that, when I got let go, it was disappointing for a tad, but I just really learned how to just let go of attachment and just let other things come in that I might not even expect. And that's where acting came in. And, you know, I wasn't even on my radar. I had not even planned to do it. I just took a class because I thought it was interesting, and I loved it. I found out that I was pretty good at it, and that led to all these other things that happened this year, which in turn will probably help me end up releasing that book again at a different time.
So, but that book is still in the works.
It's done. It's ready to go.
Oh, it is done.
Yeah, it's the biggest one I've written, and, you know, it's 40,000-50,000 words, and it's, you know, I'm just waiting for the right situation to come along, and it's not released though. It has not been released.
No, I know. It's often like we have to trust the divine timing, and I think that to trust the divine timing, that's one of the hardest things for us. And usually when things are not in the flow, we're just off chart with the timing. And I mean, in many, many aspects. And, you know, certainly in my life, I can also see I am someone who likes things past. And, I know when I get kind of out of alignment and out of balance is when I start pushing things. And it never helps, unfortunately. It just does make things worse. But we're going to talk a little more about, you know, the divine timing. We're heading to a break, and I want to say for everybody who wants to get on track with their dreams, you can go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. I have an absolutely free 21-day roadmap to your dream for you. That's the heart of what I do. And go to www.yoursoulguidance.com and get that roadmap and get going. We are right back, and stay tuned.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011. We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today I'm talking with our special guest, award-winning author and filmmaker Brian Benson. And we had such an interesting conversation, and we were just talking about the divine timing when, you know, you want to push things and things get actually out of alignment. What is your take on that, Brian? Have you ever experienced that in your life? I mean, certainly I have that experienced in my life. When I want to push, usually it's like harder than that it speeds things up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and usually when I'm in a mode of like trying to push things along or kind of get out of my listening to my intuition, I might get sick for a couple of days or something, or, you know, forced to sit down or take a break. And that's no fun, but it's almost proven for me that after I come out of a time of having to be laid up or sick or resting, stuff starts moving again, you know? And so it takes some trust, but, you know, if you're feeling like you're not, you know, nothing creatively is coming out of you, then just continue with your, you know, your daily schedule, continue really trying to stay in balance and things will come in when they're supposed to, and you know, that's the main thing, just to trust that. And you know, that doesn't mean you can't be doing little things. You know, sometimes those times when I'm not feeling creative, I'll just do some little, you know, some busy work or that kind of stuff. But I just never know when the inspiration's going to hit me with an idea for a film or videos or book or you name it. But I just have learned that they will come through me, and I just continue to give thanks for that and just expect it when I least expect it.
Yeah, that's true, and it makes me think of a time in my life. It was not this summer, but the summer before. I love to create, and the summer came, and somehow I didn't feel any urge to do anything, and it was just hard because usually, you know, I want to do something. The only thing, and I tuned into my soul guidance, like, what do I really want to do? And I wanted to go with that, to just play, to see what happens. And the only thing that happened, if I truly listened, was that I was guided to read mystery novels. Well, I haven't read mystery novels till since I was like 20 years old. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to follow the urge. So I read one mystery novel, and I thought, okay, well, then, you know, we'll see. I'm sure I'm back on track, and I create some workshops or lectures. Nothing. Well, that period lasted like 2 months. And at the end of the period, I thought, this cannot be true, that after all this work and study and all the different things I do and coach and teach, I'm now reading mystery novels. I mean, is that what my life purpose is about? But I wanted to play it out because I was so curious to see if there would be an end to the on that period. And it was interesting because one morning I woke up, and I mean, in between that time, I had doubted myself seriously, but I was just wanted to play this game. I woke up and it was just like I was unstoppable. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. But it was a scary period, too. Like, you're like, are you kidding me? There is no urge. There's no inspiration. There's nothing. There was absolutely zero. And it was just a time of rest. But I think it was a preparation.
Oh, I totally
and have you ever experienced
that.
Anything like that?
Absolutely. This summer myself. You know, I typically read nonfiction, and I did not want to read another self-help book. I didn't want to do any of that. And I started reading some fiction. It was very relaxing, and it was exactly the thing I needed to do to take a break. And this summer, you know, a lot of nice things have moved along for me, but I haven't, you know, I didn't really, I've just been kind of doing the same thing, taking a bit of a break and catching up and just waiting for that next burst of stuff to happen for me. And I've been really blessed. I mean, most everything that you see on my website has happened in just the last 2.5-3 years. And so I kind of have grown to expect things to happen quickly. and most of the time they do, but I also have to know that, you know, realize that, you know, just there's a time for rest and I need to honor that and to allow things to kind of flow and move and get in the right positions. And so I totally understand what you just said.
Yeah, and it's about where you talk about balance, right? That's maybe, you know, those times are needed to bring ourselves in balance and to nourish ourselves. So, yeah, I can see that. But, Brian, I must compliment you because you move out of your comfort zone a lot. How do you do it?
Oh, how do I do it? My gosh. I wish I could answer that in a really logical way. It's just a feeling I get. I mean, yeah, I'll go and do something sometimes with my knees shaking, but I found 99% of the time, the worst part of it was just thinking about the act itself. I mean, really, fear does dissipate when we move into it. And I have a story that I'll share with you about 2.5 years ago. I had never really ever done a workshop before, and I just got this intuitive hit that I needed to go do this. This is right after my first book came out. I needed to go do a workshop book signing tour. I just got out the map and I came up with 6 states, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, and just made this loop. I live in Nevada, and so I just started immediately getting on the phone and called bookstores along the route there or Chambers of Commerce, what have you, and I got a 15 stop tour set up in about 2 weeks, and I left a week after that, and this was just 3 weeks prior I had the idea, and I was terrified, and I just, you know, on that long drive across the Nevada desert to my first stop in Utah, I just practiced my opening to my workshop and, you know, got it down, and once I started doing it, oh my God, this is fun, I can do this, and I gained so much confidence. But it was, you know, it was a little scary at first, but it wasn't a big deal, and I just learned so much about myself, how to do a workshop, just interacting with people. You know, it was just one of those things that I needed to do, and I did it.
Wow. You know, it so speaks to that, you know, you trust and you follow your intuition, and I call that my soul. Where, you know, that leads you to your best destinies, but that leads you to the biggest expression of yourself as well. Because, you know, and I think that our soul is always a step ahead of us. So you can't stay in your comfort zone and discover the greatest you. Don't you agree?
I like that. No, that's very well said. And, you know, for me, doing that little trip, road trip, you know, there was one person at one of the stops, there was a zero at another, there was 15 at one, there was 20 at another. I mean, it was I don't know. You know, it wasn't embarrassing when there's nobody there because I knew that I needed to go through this experience. And so it just made me stronger and tougher. And, you know, it just, I needed to go through that experience. I mean, you talk to anybody, you know, whether they're an entertainer or do what we do, you know, in writing and such and speaking, you got to go through those crazy, uncomfortable times, embarrassing times initially to learn and to develop your, you know, thicken your skin a little bit.
Well, thank you, Brian. We're almost coming to the end of our show, and it's just a beautiful closing, actually, that those last words. But please leave us, the listeners, your website where they can get all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's the letter G, BrianBenson.com. GBrianBenson.com. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank our special guest, Brian Benson, today so much for sharing such great inspiration. And I'm sure everybody has enjoyed it so much as I have. And I want to thank all of you also for tuning in and making you aware that if you want to get your free roadmap, the 21-day roadmap to your dreams, you can go to yoursoulguidance.com. Thank you so much for all being here, tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Please join me next Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 Pacific Time. Next week, Thursday, I have Lois Grasso. I want to wish you a great week, and I want to apologize that we could not get hold of Dr. John DeMartini, but, you know, things happen. We go with the flow. So have a great week, and I see you back next week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.